Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm already on my New Year's resolution is kicking in today. And it's not including beers on Thursday because the Pats play on Thursday this week against the Bills. I can't handle it. I need just Sunday, 1 o'clock. I just need my standard. We got these games on Thanksgiving, Thursday to Thursday. Andy Gresh from Gresh and Keefe on our sister station WEEI in Boston. Gresh, you doing okay? I know you coming off another all nighter.
Pretty close. Every Sunday night till 2 a.m.
Wow! Hey, heck of a day in the NFL yesterday between the two teams going for 2-point conversions to win it, to Brady losing at the end of a game for the first time ever.
Crazy. Isn't that number crazy? 218-0 entering Sunday when holding a 7-point lead with 2 minutes left in regulation and a Tom Brady team loses. It's crazy.
To Jacoby Brissett, who was three on the depth chart for a hot minute in New England and Cleveland, which has really very little to play for. Nice for Brissett to go out that way. I mean, assuming he won't start next week, right? Because Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah. Deshaun Watson will be in there. But because Jacoby Brissett is an affable human being and is semi-capable at his job, he's made about $40 million in the NFL.
And you know what? That performance moving forward, I mean, listen, backup quarterbacks make money too. And he probably bought himself another 2 to 3 years in the league.
There's no question. And the other thing too, Brian, is that the guys like him, and that's kind of the secret sauce for the backup quarterback is that you got to be likable, because in an instant you could be in the game and those guys got to rally around you. And if you're a dinkopotamus or something like that, nobody's going to want to play for you.
I'm looking that up in my encyclopedia, dinkopotamus.
Well, I once called John Silva that when he got a little snippy at me because I broke down the Yankees bullpen in a way that he didn't approve. I'm only kidding. Yeah,
there are some pretty adamant Yankee fans in the confines of WTIC News Talk 1080. Andy Gresh joining us here on WTIC. I'm Brian and Company. Listen, he hosts Gresh and Keefe in Boston on WEEI, our sister station, of course, covers all things Patriots. I have another stat for you. I was looking at, I think it was, I want to say Connor Roach put it, but it wasn't his stat. It wasn't his stat. He got it from Optostats. Here's the statistic. No team in the Super Bowl era has scored at least 25 points, had 400 yards of total offense, and outgained their opponent, complete at least 70% of their passes, commit fewer than 60 penalty yards, have no turnovers, not miss a field goal, and lose the game. So the Patriots played well. I mean, they didn't play poorly.
Well, here's the thing. When you have mistakes on third down, like your 360-pound left tackle on third down late in the game, taking a dive to block somebody for no reason, when you have a rookie who commits a penalty on fourth and two, it's only a 5-yard penalty, but it's a drive extender. So in terms of the penalty numbers, it doesn't look bad, but in reality, it was a killer. And you have an overturned call that was complete junk. And I'm not going to blame the refs per se, but when you take a touchdown off the board, that's a pretty big deal. So it's a little bit of the game within the game. You know what I mean, Brian?
Yeah.
You can have maybe 50 yards in penalties, but if they all come at the wrong time and they're drive extenders or they keep you from getting your offense on the field, they're much more severe in the game of football than they are on the sheet of paper afterwards.
Well, it's funny. It's almost like a metaphor for the season in a way. I mean, they're just, one game out of the wild card picture, and if they could tie the Jets, they win the tiebreaker. It's so difficult to know what to make of this team. And then you have the Bills coming in who, everyone just sort of assumed they at least make it to the AFC title game, and they've had their own struggles, and they need to win games a little more than people thought at this juncture. I mean, what do we expect on Thursday?
Well, I expect a better performance from the Patriots defense. The last two times out, the Pats got pantsed by the Bills offense, and the Bills offense has hit some struggles a little bit here and there. Some of it is tied into Josh Allen's elbow. They do have Steph Diggs, who's having a nice year. But after that, they don't have that kind of secondary weapon, that other guy that you have to worry about. But this is really going to come down to much more about the Patriots than it is the Bills. You know, they can't let Josh Allen run around and just make a ton of plays on them and have no response. They've got to come out and reestablish the run game offensively. And the one thing they didn't do very well in Minnesota was run the ball. And I admit, I'm sort of conflicted on this. I think the Bills are the better team, but I don't like the spot they're in coming in here in New England. I still think the Bills win, but this is a much closer game than we've seen the last two times out.
What's really interesting, because if the Patriots, you know, listen, playing in Buffalo late season the way they will, that's a tough one there. If the Patriots could win at 7-5, they're in a way better shape, turning the corner here. I mean, any of these games they lose, but you have the Jets are playing at Minnesota. I'm not saying that's a definite L, but I mean, they're going to be underdogs going into that game. I mean, if the Patriots could sneak this out, it puts them in a much better playoff position.
There's no question, Brian. And look, I think for the Patriots, the one thing to keep an eye on is that conference record. So when you're, you know, with the Jets, it'll go to head-to-head because it's division. Same for Buffalo. And then the conference record becomes the next big thing. Like Cincinnati right now is a game better than New England. They're the sixth seed, but they're 4-3 in the conference. Right now, the Patriots are 5-2, and those two teams have a head-to-head, Cincinnati and New England, down the road. So I would say keep an eye on that conference record. Look, I know Miami's blowing doors right now, and they've played great, but I don't think they're that much better than Tennessee, Baltimore, Buffalo, and the rest of the teams in the playoff structure. It's really seven teams for, I'm just trying to do the math here, because Kansas City is going to be locked in.
Yep.
But you really got six spots open for eight teams. And luckily for New England, they get to play Cincinnati head-to-head. They already own the tiebreaker against the Jets. They can control some things against Buffalo. So it is all in front of them, and that is what you ask for come December towards the end of the season.
Yeah, totally. They are in the mix for sure. All right, well, catch a nap if you can. Although you probably just took your nap, and now you're up for good. Gresh, thanks for checking in.
Anytime, brother. I appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Andy Gresh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.